Okay, now face the camera.
Okay.
But look at me.
That's not bad. This isn't bad.
That's good.
This is good.
I think that's good.
I just feel like a pillow down here or something.
Do you hold a pillow? That's what I always do.
Okay, next time.
Okay. Dan Backstabber.
That was my screen name, AOL.
Why?
Baxter 501. I don't know why I said Backstabber. I'm sorry.
It wasn't.
It was Baxter 501. My brother was a Backstabber.
Really?
His hip hop name when he was in middle school. It wasn't a real hip hop, but you know what I mean.
It's
like,
rude.
What do you mean?
To backstab.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think.
But you say Backstabber in order to get people to pronounce it correctly.
That's true.
Which does help.
It does.
Backst.
Because you get to the T. People don't do the T. A lot of times people do SKT, which.
Which is Baxt.
Basque, yeah. Basque. And then when you go to check into a hotel or to a show that matters and they can't find you in the system, it's very fun. But I know it now. I was like, oh, check SKT, and they always do. And it's
Basque.
It's B-A-K-S-T is how you spell it.
Oh.
But they always spell it B-A-S-K-T because it seems Basque is like a word you know. And
you're a drug addict.
No, I'm not. Weed head. There's a big difference. Tune in
No. You know what? You're
no,
literally wearing all green.
That's not
you're
my fault.
Dressed like a human weed leaf. You have a drug problem. Stop. Put the hat down. Show the people the hat first.
Shout out Joe, St. Pete native. Comes to all.
Native?
No, St. Pete native. Native.
That's me.
No, but Joe made it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. He's
Is he a St. Pete native?
Yeah, he lives in St. Pete. Because I was wearing this at a coastal show, and he's like, I made that. I go, who the? So we start talking. He also seen me on a great date one time. Made me look so cool because he saw me at the bar, was like saying good stuff about me, and then he just came. Now I'm friends with him. He's doing my pod when I go back.
I like
town.
Him.
I love him. He loves
so
you.
You just have randos on your pod that aren't comics.
Yeah, I try. I just try to like. I'm also like. If you're
me too, obviously.
Yeah. Don't say me too around me. But we are.
Are you wearing a shirt?
A tank. My stuff's all downstairs. I don't know what we're doing. I know. I want to put my Jewish sweater back on.
You had a Jewish sweater?
I had the Snoopy.
This is the Christmas episode and you're the Grinch.
Okay, I'll take that. I was going to wear my little Snoopy Hanukkah outfit.
Okay.
This is Christmas episode? That's amazing.
This is Christmas.
That's
you
perfect.
Have a red thing and
that's pretty good.
I now declare this is a Christmas episode.
Hey, I'll take it.
You're not Jewish, right?
I am a half Jew. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I know. I know. You've seen the. No, not a Jew. My dad's a Jew. So no, I guess that's the answer.
So here's my diagnosis of you. You're
yes.
relentlessly crippled by anxiety. You're always yes. trying to find an escape, be it. Like, my escape is like. Food, mm-hmm. candy, snacks, food, snuggles, some forehead
More
kisses,
food.
Guys who don't like me, and yours are weed, sex with big fat pigs, what else is your escape? That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it now.
Weed and pigs.
Yeah, we're not pigs. Beautiful, strong, independent women, but yes. Oh, dating apps were big for a while for me, for sure. It was like it was just like, I don't know. It's like, didn't you feel like that was, I don't know, that's bad. Can we start over?
But you don't need dating apps because once you're on stage, don't people come up to you because you have combo guitar mixed with
a lot of
comedy.
Men after, which is nice. You saw
Do
last
you?
Night. It's not even a gay dude. It's just like, hey, man, when I see the guitar, I thought I was going to hate it, but you were pretty good. I get a lot of that, which is nice.
That's my compliments also.
To me.
No, men towards me are always like, hey, my girlfriend showed me you
yeah,
and I thought you were going to
yeah.
suck, but now I like you. Or it's like, hey, like I, got hit in the head with a brick and for some reason I find you attractive.
Oh.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Like I am mentally.
Well, I don't think you give yourself enough. You're doing this thing, but I've been to these shows. These guys, there are guys that are very attractive.
Excuse me?
There's a lot of guys that are attractive to you.
Show me tonight.
They had a white van last night at the Family Five waiting to see you, trying to take you.
Oh, my God. There was a white van.
They're watching this at once, so we know they're going to.
There was somebody who got kicked out of the show last night, and then they were I didn't see them or know what happened.
No.
I have I have had a few shows. I will say the last time I was at the Port, one time at Boston, and last night, and the other night at the Cellar, where I have been so tired that I can't say my words and I don't know really fully what's going on and I dissociate so much, and that was last night. So even if they got kicked out, I didn't even realize, and I don't know if it's the move. To tell them that I'm depressed. I used to really be like, tell them, because I'm bipolar, I used to be like, you have to let them know. But I don't know if that's the move, because then I really feel like they're getting the worse half. Like, I feel like I'm being like, hey, just so you know, you're getting like a less good show than if you came
And
to
they
me.
Wouldn't even notice that, because they had a great time last night. We all talked about this, how we all kind of felt a little just tired. I think it was sluggish as hell. But it was a good show. I even listened back, I'm like, oh, this is actually better than I thought it went.
I just have to, do tonight and tomorrow.
Yes. That's it.
Wait, is it tomorrow too?
Yeah,
tonight and tomorrow. And then I have Sunday. 5 shows on Monday, 5 on Sunday, and then I'm going to go home for Christmas. And then you're going to be there for New Year's.
I am. Locked
then,
it in.
And then I have like 10 days eventually where I'm going home.
Then you have Europe. That's crazy. See, 5 shows a night, that's kind of the wild part. I drive back and I have 1 show, which is easy. And then Monday I'm taking off, but I would have 2 if I decided to be a person. But I think I'm taking that Monday.
I'm Christmas overbooking myself to a... I mean, I had like a nervous breakdown the other day where I was sobbing in my bed. I called my mom crying and my mom was like, did something happen to Coyote? And I was like, no, yeah, she's here.
It's me.
And then I was like, it's me. And then I was sobbing being like, I can't do this. I just want to come home. Because I remember one time when I was little, I told all my friends I could do things, like, all week. Like, I was like, yes, yes to everything. And I broke down sobbing to my mom because I was like, I can't do it. And that's exactly what I'm in now.
You're doing in a business sense that if you – which also we talk about the pressure of, you know, you're not just a comic now doing your paycheck. There's a whole team of people here. What's up? And there's, like, you know, people are booking you. Trust me, we've tried to reach out to those people. And it's just like you have a lot more people kind of counting on you. And it's hard because you're a – But you got to take those.
The people who
you need
count
those
on
10 days.
Really, like if I they say, Dan, you can open for me, you show up, you got yourself a hotel, even
though
you had one.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Or my clip guys will be like, yeah, whatever. I'll dig into that. Like everybody who's, like, my trainer ordered all of my food here. Like people are willing to help
very
me,
good
which
support
is nice.
System. Yeah.
But
also,
I
you
worry
help
that
yourself.
The only reason I got that is because I've said yes to everything. Like if somebody needs me, I drop everything.
It's a good quality as long as you're not expending yourself, I think, on that. You know, but you are 100%. I've seen it. I've 100% seen it. The fact that you're doing a meet and greet, which is awesome, you do that. But that night, you didn't have to do that last night.
Why?
You do it because you're so tired. But so many comics, I'm not even bashing these people, but it's like they won't do the meet and greet.
Yeah.
But it does go a long way. But there was a line. I mean, you had a long line of people. That was an extra 40 minutes for you after a show, after being tired.
Yeah.
So, like, those moments, it's almost like, I mean, for the fans or whatever, like, I get that you want to be there, but like, you got to, the 10 days off is amazing for you. So just really appreciate those 10 days coming up. And then don't be afraid to do a random one day off. Like Monday, do you have to do 5 spots Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm talking my ass.
Sunday and Monday. I fly back. I go right to the cellar at 2:50 p.m. I mean, that's crazy.
2:50?
Yeah.
What show's at 2:50?
Brunch.
Is a brunch show? I'm like doing my own pod now. I'm like, yeah, I want to do one of those in Tampa. And no one's like, that's never going to work. I go, yes, it would. Sunday brunch show?
Yeah, Tampa
it packs
would
out.
Be
that's
perfect.
What I'm saying. It's a bougie.
You should.
I'm bringing it.
They said no.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. They did.
It's fun.
They think
it's
gonna sell tickets.
Shows.
I'm like, I think it will. I think it would sell tickets better than like a 6 p.m. Sunday. It's like at least it's like a special thing. I don't know.
I really like brunch shows. I think they're really fun. It
like
pushes me to be clean.
Oh, so I'm not doing that.
The other thing is about my schedule. If I could sleep at night, when I sleep, I just have nightmares. Last night I had a dream that I was having sex with my own father. And it was like my flesh was fucking me.
I heard you say on the phone, and that did rub me. That was like, okay, all right, Stephen King.
I mean, that's
no,
awful.
It is. That's terrifying.
I'm going to bed and going into Stephen King novels, and then I wake up and I'm like, and then the only thing that gets me back to sleep is watching something more horrifying, like a show about rape or some true crime shit, and then that lulls me to sleep, or Sam Harris, but he doesn't put out podcasts frequently enough. I know that's not his responsibility, but...
That's why, because he has a team of people. He's like, you know what? You take a break, Sam. You got to take a break. Take those 10 days off.
The most horrifying thing happened the other day is we got through. We thought this guy like hit me up and was like, I got Sam Harris's email. And we sent him this long thing asking him to do the pod. And then we get an email back that's like, yeah, how does the beginning of January sound? And it was not him. It was the Sam Harris of Ex-Ambassadors.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Are you going to interview him?
No.
Do you want to just do Ed Harris? All right.
That would be okay.
That would be
pretty
cool. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
How was working with radio? Oh, I'm sorry. That was his movie. Okay. All right.
Listen,
you can cut all this, by the way.
You're doing really well.
I'm not.
You're doing really well.
In life, I don't know.
Just letting me vent to you.
Yeah. That's kind of, I know. I like.
We've been through a lot. You went through my breakup. You were on the phone.
Which I thought was a joke. That was like a devastating part of me. I was like making, not making fun of you, but.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how serious it was.
Last time we were on the road, my ex was on speakerphone
being
very mean. And Dan thought it was like a bit.
That was
funny a bit.
Because you guys like making
us.
Fun of me and my outfits and my clothes and my smell. I'm like, oh, what are we talking about? And then, then you hung up and I was like, okay, that seems fine. And then, but at the end of the call, I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird ending. And then I was like, oh, this is real. And then you
and
had
then
to do my body. Yeah, he broke it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great shows, though, that weekend.
Yeah. All sorts of shit we've been through. What was the first time?
Oh, I mean, we could talk about, I mean, we first met. It was your first headliner weekend. My first time hosting at a club.
I thought you were addicted to cocaine.
Yeah, this is me. I wasn't lying about that.
It's crazy. I mean, you were nervous too.
Yes.
And you kept going to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, that's IBS.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean, I got to use the bathroom right now. You know I'm not. Well, now you know I'm not.
Now you're more chill around me, but at the time it really seemed like cocaine. And you were also dieting, so it looked like you were dieting because of the cocaine. So then when you ordered the salad, me and Jake were like,
oh,
for
I was
sure
fat. No, I was fat. That was the different show. Jake's different. This was been me, and I don't know if I can say his name, Chris Machado, very funny comic. Chris Machado was featuring for
Oh, yeah.
It was your first weekend. Like, and, you know, we don't have to go into details, but I don't know if you were super thrilled. But then you, me, connected.
I didn't like it.
No, you just didn't like it. It was like the certain owner of the club was a little like, he's nice to you. He's nice. He's great to me. But like, yeah, I think it was that weekend. You got a little weird impression.
Oh, you mean Side Splitters.
Yeah, what are you talking? I don't want to say any names.
Oh,
I don't know what the
fuck.
Oh, yeah,
because BT was mad at me for not putting it on.
Yes, it was also like your first
website.
Yeah,
and
that
then
was going to sell
off
anything.
To him for
yes,
6 months.
And that was your opener for a while when you come back to Florida. Because you did Coastal after. And that's when I first met Jake and you.
Because he was like really mad at me. And then he was like coming. Oh, also going through a breakup with the same person then. And he was like coming to my office.
Yes.
And then he shut the door and he was like, you didn't put it on the website. And I brought that into my spank bank with him being like, coming to the door, I'm really upset with.
I remember you opening the St. Pete show with that.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. Yeah, and that's when I met you and Jake, probably in better shape. It probably was more, even more nervous.
Oh my god! And we were at that bar with that girl that
yes,
you had
that
sex
was the first
with,
time.
And
yeah.
Your friend blacked out. You were a
yes,
good friend that night.
I was a great friend, and he doesn't even follow me back.
He doesn't follow you back.
I unfollow the motherfucker, dude.
You unfollowed him.
Well, I followed him.
Yeah,
private account.
Yeah,
accepts me. No yeah. follow back. Even Eskimo Brothers. We got no love. No love for an Eskimo brother. I think there's like a little bit of, I don't know. He's like nice when I see him. And then, I don't know, now we know his name. But yeah.
You seemed way less like.
Crazy on the Side Splitters one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I wasn't running the show. When I go to Coastal,
no,
it's like this extra.
No, that's not what I mean. You seemed way less.
Well, he was a little crazier. I mean, did you finish the thought?
Yeah.
You didn't have any like, you didn't have any sexual prowess at all.
I don't know.
No, now you're a little bit more like you fuck. There's
I was fucking way more back as Fat Boy than the first
but
weekend.
But you were a little more innocent.
I wasn't, though.
Now you're devious.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're like the Grinch.
I've done anything. I've been celibate for a week and a half.
Not devious, but you're a little bit more like you have to, like, maybe I just didn't know you well enough.
You didn't know me well enough. And it was also, he was the wild man. He was the wild guy.
He was wild.
I was like the tame guy.
But
and it was my first week. I'm scared. I'm not drinking. I'm not smoking. I'm scared.
Yeah. And I think you were wearing a really gay outfit.
It's a blue sweatshirt. Pull up the picture. It's a blue sweatshirt,
no,
dude.
It was something.
I know for a fact. I look fat as hell. It's on my Instagram. Pull it up on my Instagram. Oh, wait.
There was a Hawaiian shirt thing happening, too.
Oh, that was the other out day. We did have a whole weekend.
Dude, you know what it is? It's just that you were fat.
It was fat. 100% what it was.
If somebody's
actually
fat,
more sex
you could
fat
be
guy.
Raping an old man's mouth hole.
Yes, but
and
a fat man.
And if you're fat, it's
cute.
Like, just get it in there. Get
yeah,
it
he deeds it. Yeah. Yeah, I was fat. I fucked more when I was fat. I also didn't care. I was
really?
Also drinking a lot. I think the more shape I start getting, the more self-conscious I start getting in my body. It's weird when I'm like not really thinking about it. Also, that was right after a breakup. After fired, after COVID, after all that. It wasn't like during COVID time and shit.
You were way more vulnerable at that time.
Yeah,
you
I had no material. I had Florida yeah. man only. I was like, any joke I had to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No confidence.
No confidence.
Now
still don't
have
that.
Confidence.
No. Maybe on stage for 10 minutes.
Wait, the Me Too thing happened. Was that during your fat time?
No, that would have been like, so we hooked up during the fat time.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, she decided.
See? Totally fine when you're fat, but as
great?
Soon as you lose weight, you
well,
get
Well,
started
dating the comic, and I think they started being like, why would you have sex with this guy? And it was like...
So you got false Me Too'd. And
yeah.
you talk about this on your
podcast. I talk about a lot about it now, and I used to do a lot of jokes about it. My opening joke at the gimmick was about it, and yeah, just annoying. Just annoying to have, like, if you don't think I'm funny, you don't like me, I don't fuck with the scene that much, like, it's like, yeah, say that, like, the six people that hate me, it's like the same six people just kind
of... Same six people. I mean, this has happened to so many of my friends. So
yeah.
You basically fucked a girl... You had sex with a girl.
Yes, one time, which I usually fuck more times. I usually like, everyone. That's why I didn't want to fuck. She texted me that morning. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Was upset that you didn't want to have sex with her again.
Didn't even want to take it on a date. Like that was like what she was getting mad at. It was like there was three texts to that, and I have all this on receipts, and so do my lawyers. But
how did you first have sex with her?
What do you mean? Oh, she came to a Coconuts. An old comic club doesn't even exist anymore, and I was like, you know. Saturday night.
And it was
after three times. Oh, dude, yeah, that's what pisses me off. It's like, also like the idea that I'm buying this person drinks, I'm making them smoke. Like, she brought her own joint. I didn't buy anyone drinks.
Oh, really?
No. Now, I even checked my fucking receipts. It's a $14 tab, which means it was two beers. I was drinking beers at the time, and I tipped. I even checked the tab. I had everything. I have every receipt. I have every. Oh, it's so frustrating. And I can't, like, put it out there, but now I kind of do.
So then you guys just had consensual sex, mm-hmm. and then she wanted to...
all that, want me to spend the night.
Why did you just say that?
Huh? Because I feel like if you're... the way they're making it sound...
Yeah.
She's, like, unconscious. I'm raping the hell out of her.
Switching positions is so funny to say as a defense. Because I have the ADHD brain that you have, I totally understand how you got there.
Somebody has lost some people just now on that one. Yeah.
Being like, oh, they switch positions. He's absolutely off the hook, but I totally know what you mean.
But also, like, receipts.
Yes,
and
she's moving around. There's kissing. She goes from doggy to on top. Yes, she's present. She's awake. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Also, your drink, your bottle, your guy brought the bottle out, her gay roommate. My biggest thing was she posted like a story for like 30 minutes. And then this only tagged, private account only tagged the comedians in the scene, close friend, like whatever. And then deleted it once, you know, people like started questioning a little bit. But then she's kept doubling down. Like, I'm surprised you didn't get a message. Like, every female friend in a picture of mine got a message. You got to believe me because I'm a woman. But like not realizing like, well, I've seen every receipt. And you tried to meet too my boyfriend last year. Like, she just went through a series of people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's like. It jumped the shark when it was like a week in. It was a female comic. Not even her. She's not even here. She's not even live here. She's not even a comic. And then this other girl in the camp scene who has been burned every bridge in Denver, didn't perform anywhere. She was starting to reach out to like Coastal, being like, he runs an underground sex pipeline. And that's when they were like, oh, we don't have to even check anything. We know this is a lie. Like, we were in every group.
You run an underground sex pipeline?
How? I can brush my teeth. You've seen me. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And like, they were in every group chat. Every comic on the show was like, oh, we could. I was like, it was tens of 20s or 30s, whatever. I hate talking about it. I do get mad.
You have a right to get mad.
Yeah, but it's also like I don't want people's first impression. Like, this is like me
too. It reminds me of one time there was this toilet and I was at a party and I barfed into it a lot and it wouldn't flush and I threw up in it and it filled up and I was really sick and everybody said I pooped in it.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't poop. I barfed.
Just barf, which is cooler.
And it's such a big difference.
Big difference. A bad hookup, like a... But wait,
it's like...
Bad hookup for one side. This person was trying to hang out three different... Like, morning after, that afternoon, that night, day goes by, you better take me on a cute date or whatever the guy's name was, her roommate's going to beat you up. Next time in Denver, when you come back, you better take me on a cute date. I go, hey, I'll take you to the same... I basically made that joke. I'm like, well, I'll get you a beer at Coconuts, which is the old club we used to fucking go at. Whatever. Hey, you could be hurt. I know I was not a gentleman. Like, not that way. After, you know, I was a cop. But like. After that, even she started doing stand-up for every show she'd come out. It's my mic. Like, you know I'm there. So if you're so scared of me, why are you coming to mics to say, host my damn, and cool with me, we're fine. And then 3 years later, and her reasoning was, well, you were telling people we hooked up. And like she's like embarrassed. I'm like, here's the real part of it. She calls me on Super Bowl Sunday, 2 years after we hook up. And, oh, God. This is what I mean. I own up to be an asshole. She was like, first, going back and forth, I'm not a football fan. I was just like, I'm at a party, though. I'm like,
nobody
cares. That's okay.
Oh, my God. Here's the things I have to clear up because of your ADHD.
They know you. They don't know me.
I know.
And it's like, now I have to be this guy now? The first impression is like, oh, this guy.
We
hooked
can
up
take
with
it
a,
out.
I'll go.
Listen.
That's what, dude, to call my dad up, my parents.
Call your dad.
To have to come over and be like, look him in the eyes and be like, Dad. Fucked a four. You know, they went, okay, I got a smile. Okay, we're doing bits. I'm kidding. She was not a four. But that's what I also got in trouble for, because some other comics would say some mean things about this person. And then that's not on me now, because it's like, okay. Like,
you have to take responsibility for your part of this,
which is when she called me.
Yes.
2 years after, because basically a guy made a joke on stage.
Yeah.
And whatever. She was like, you telling people? I'm like, I didn't tell anyone.
What was the joke?
I wasn't there. Okay. Called her a whore or something.
Okay.
But not even a fucking, they're friends, by the way. They're friends. They're cool. Whatever. She's on his. Well, now she tried to meet to him. That's not involved with me. That's a whole different person. She's meet to and everybody. And then, but that was whatever. And I guess she texted me that day, and I was like, I'm not telling. What, I didn't say anything to anyone. I was. He was there. Like, that guy was there at the when we went home together. We went to her house. Like,
yeah.
It was so evident what was happening. Like, that's what. Whatever. Sorry. Okay. Edit.
Okay.
And then when she called me,
yes,
I was how I was with the story I told you the other day of like. I get so short so quick, and basically what it came down to was I said me hooking up with you is a downgrade. Why would I tell anyone that? And that's when she immediately says, well, you know, I didn't really want. And I was like, all right, here we go. Like, what are we
Dan.
Doing? I know.
Listen to me.
I know.
She said, why are you talking about me hooking up with you? And you got mad.
I think I'm mad. I'm like, I'm not telling anybody. I'm like, I just kept asking. Who else knows? Who are you telling? I'm like, telling? Who am I telling? Nobody. By the way, at this point, I'm like 75 people into a sex addiction.
Wait, you said me hooking up with...
Yes, because I'm so
you're
sad.
You're 75 people into a sex addiction.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you're old. You're the first week. Get out of here. You know, like second week.
Okay, so you...
Yes. It's making sense, right?
No.
Asshole.
Listen.
Yeah.
Okay, so you fucked a million people.
Not a million.
One of them, you yes. said... Fucking you is a downgrade. Stop accusing
me. Only because she kept...
Stop accusing me of talking about
yes.
it, right? And
yes.
that's where you
It wasn't
up.
Even rape or anything.
And then
or,
she turned...
Yes, immediately.
And said, you raped me.
It didn't start that way. You know, I didn't really want to then. I'm like, what is going on? And then we hung up. I called her back the next day. Much better talk. So I was like, I did apologize for beginning. But it's like, you
no,
called me...
No, finish that sentence.
I don't know. And that was it. I don't know
what you apologized.
I did.
Okay.
And then we're fine. We have texted that even. I'm not trying to ruin your life or anything. I just don't want people like being bare. I'm like, no, it's like a big thing. 2.5 years later, then she writes a fucking private post and all that.
Saying that you assaulted.
Yeah.
And have you tried clearing it up with her?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, they won't.
They won't.
Like,
who's
people
they?
Because like your boyfriend's a comic. Oh. So like, we were on like, and one of my like, mutual people, like we have so much, I mean, they make it sound like I'm like this guy. And like, no, way more support. Like it's literally at this point 98%. It's like, you know, it's 2% of people that are like, we just don't like this guy. That's what it comes down to. And obviously it doesn't matter, but... It just pissed me off because it gives him like a chance to pile on. And what were we talking about? Oh, so then he was a mutual friend. Like, you want to? He's willing to jump on the phone. I told him to go to the cops. I said I went to the cops. They want me to arrest him for cyberbullying because it's Florida. If you cyberbully, because they were like trying to gang up and shit. And,
all right, wait. Tee
yeah,
out,
bro. So much to go into.
Tee out. This
yeah,
is what we
I'm
have
sorry.
To do.
I know. I'm
this
sorry.
Is what we have to do.
Just keep up with this. It was so good in the beginning.
This is what we have
go back to
do.
Your problems, dude.
This is what we have to do.
All right.
Cut. We can't have all of that in there. You'll be a huge asshole.
Really?
Yeah. Because women will come after you for saying that it's a downgrade. They'll come after you.
But that's
you.
Why she started doing it. Isn't that give a context to the thing? I own up to it. I'm not saying that's the right thing to say. I was going through a hardcore breakup. Hot chick. Love this chick. 2-year relationship. I agree. I'm not proud of that moment. But at least I own. My thing is why. How. If I'm willing to own up why I fucked up, which I did fuck up. That's mean. It's mean.
Yeah.
Why? Because this person is completely lie, like fabricate an entire story. Like none of it, even the build up to it. He slid in my DMs. I'm like you, literally, first thing I showed me was he slid in my DMs. We matched on Tinder. It wasn't like we were trying. Like
yeah.
3 times on Tinder. She tried to hang out 3 different times. The last time was yeah, I'm be at the show. Like I'll be here tonight.
Okay, so then we'll keep it in. But it's a really good example of how things get hairy because the problem is like it's
I'm
like,
not happy with that call.
Well,
that
the
moment.
Thing is you date people. They men. I mean, let's generalize for a second.
I was heartbroken.
Men are not very sensitive, and women have no way of fighting back. That like women, instead of being like, "Hey, you really hurt my feelings, and you're a piece of shit," the way that women can get you back is by saying you assaulted me 100%.
100%. Yeah.
And that both are bad. I obviously think accusing you of rape is way worse than you saying that she's a 3 or whatever.
I didn't say that. That's something that keeps trying to put that. That's another, a mutual comic in the scene said that. But it got put on me because it's like, all right, because I started all
no,
this.
You said fucking you is a downgrade.
But to her in a private phone call.
Yeah, but that's mean.
It is mean, but you're also calling me back to back.
Right. You got into a fight and you said nasty shit and then she said
I don't
that
also
that probably,
I don't know this like, leave me alone. Like
yeah.
This is a year and a half ago at this point. Like no one
oh,
cared.
Wow.
Like leave me alone. Like how boring is your life?
Yeah.
And you have like a block. I've been trying to do stand up for 8 years. Like I have all this stuff. I have it all. Shut the hell up. I'm sorry, not you. Just,
but you have you learned your lesson in
that?
Oh,
you yeah.
Don't?
I don't do any I mean that was yes, 100%. I don't trust anybody anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Men,
you
women.
Don't?
I don't go on apps. I don't hook up on the first date. I go on actual dates, and I'm not really.
Did it change your perception of women a little bit?
Oh yeah,
really?
Because I was so open and so honest and so like free, and
like
all
hippie.
Because I only had two. My first relationship was 8 years. Second one was 2 years, and it wasn't like in between those two. I was like maybe it was a couple.
Oh, so the Me Too is the thing that got you a little bitter, a little angry.
Oh, big time. Like after the second breakup, I was like, I hate this person. It just didn't work out, and I still like that person was covering my back. I mean, hey, every girl I actually been in a relationship and hook up with. Supportive. They just get a little. Some of the girls are shocked, like because they, you know, they're like, "Oh, yeah, a lot of women, like a lot of hooked up with a lot of women." But that was like a year of my life, a year and a half of my life. Never been single. Leave me alone.
A year and a half is when you plowed through,
yeah,
Pussy Town, and took no prisoners.
Took no prisoners. Met some good people. Still very friendly. With some of those people you met one at that size, but still
doesn't
cool with her.
Doesn't it bum you out? I mean, I remember when I went through my sexcapade at the end of it, just being like. I gave something away
yes.
to everybody.
I feel that now. We have to go through it to feel that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it now. I'm also, 35, which is not attractive to be doing that. And yeah, let me just go through my breakup the way I did. I don't need to, you know. Sorry for calling her ugly. I know that's not it. But at least I'm owning up to it. I'm probably painting a picture of why somebody would, why would somebody accuse you of this? Like, well, here's why. I did this. And then, like, I don't want to talk to bash this, but, like, she's not doing anything. And then her boyfriend is doing it. I know people in New York. No one knows this guy. I say his name. No one knows who I'm talking about. So
I just don't want you to say this stuff and have it stir the turd again.
Well, it's probably going to. 1,000%. So we have to, you know, you might get some hate. I don't know. I already get the hate. I don't give a shit. It's the same two people. I had a guy make up a fake email.
What
I tracked it
say?
Down. He was mad that he got fired from hosting gig a year ago at this place I host at. And so he tried to take me out by getting into it. And I tracked his email down.
How'd you track his email then?
He's copying. These guys are, he's an 85-year-old man. I'm going to say his name in the mic, but that would really stir some shit up. But he's just a guy. I was able to easily, I copied his email, the email that sent. And then the email that came up as recovery. It's like a company. I go, what's that? I look at that company. I go, oh, that's that guy's company.
Oh.
Type his name in. Oh, email opens up. I go, all right, that's that guy.
Hell yeah. So he tried to say you assaulted somebody, so you shouldn't be able to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was a guy, 85-year-old guy, but he was really fired a year ago from this place. Has no problem with me. No, I didn't do this shit. No, for a fact, I didn't do this shit. A lot of that going on. It's like that. Probably not anymore. That was. This would have been two years.
There is a thing that happens.
It was hot for a week.
As a woman, where you okay? So say I meet somebody and I'm all sparkly and I think that they're great and they're trying to woo me, and then we go and have sex, and then afterwards, because they're a sex addict, they go, "I'm done with you." There is a feeling behind that that is predatory for sure.
I wouldn't know as a sex addict.
I know, but it's not that
I'm not
saying,
a sex addict. I'm not saying
you're being predatory, and I'm not saying I haven't done this to a million men. I mean, I've had sex with men and then be like, peace, I'm not talking to you. I mean, I've gone on dates with men and then said peace. I've gotten favors from men and then said peace. I mean, I'm also a love and sex addict. So like, I've literally been like, hey, do you think you can help me with this thing on this day? And thinking that
that's
starting
happening right now. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
And oh, you mean right now?
Yeah.
Like me to you?
The one I like. No, not you.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You
the
fucking,
one you like.
No. Yeah.
No.
She's going to love seeing this. Yeah, she already knows about all this, by the way, too. Everyone does.
The more open you're about it, the more alpha it is. But...
Well, I don't want your fan base to get mad at me for saying that, but that is what I said, so I do have to own up to
that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it good? Leave a comment below. I hate this.
I wonder what people will think.
Oh, God.
The RIP is supposed to be all about honesty.
But it's weird, it's my first appearance on any, like, pod of notes. Well, I was on Beanie, and I was a guitar guy. That was fun. Shout out me and Jeffrey Gurian.
We can cut it.
I don't know. I don't mind having it in. Maybe I should have done a pre-interview first. I feel like I'm just like not. I don't want to make sure. I don't want to leave any. I don't want to put anyone's doubt at all, though. That's my biggest thing. Is like when you know. Now, even if you don't like me, it's like, well, he did this.
Okay. Well, we just.
That's what I'm worried about.
We did a dry run, so now let's cut and then start over.
Oh God, this is hard.
It's good that you talked about it.
I mean, it's good to talk about you. I guess you didn't know that.
It's good practice.
It is good practice, but the fact that you didn't seem to like it either is kind of scared me because I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to win any fucking one over here. I guess I am.
I never seen
No, that. You didn't say that. You free most. I know that, and I fucked. I mean, I said it was mean, but like, I can do that. That's what I did on Tuesday. I said these mean things, and I immediately was like, fuck, that's not. It's not even how I feel. It's not even how I feel, but I know it's going to at least end whatever's going on right now. I know it's going to be an atomic bomb. She'll stop talking, and we worked the other time. But now it's, you know, with that one, it was like, okay, whatever, fuck this guy. But although I saw her after that, too. It's so bizarre. I saw her after that, too. But then this one, the more recent chick who, no, me too happened, and just, I have a crush. That's I threw a bomb, and it was just like, now we see what happened with that. She's not, you know, she's not giving a fuck.
But did you mean to throw a bomb?
On which one? Tuesdays or like 4 years ago? The one we're talking about 4 years ago.
Wait, let's do it with no me too.
Perfect.
Okay.
Oh boy. All right. I got to change my story. Okay. Yes. Talk about this one, New Yorker. Can we switch topic? Epcot? You guys like, what's your favorite theme park?
Okay. Ready? Right. Harry, we're going to start.
I can edit this one if you want to.
Yeah, edit this one.
Okay.
We're going to start. Dan, we're starting right here. Welcome to RIP Jordan Jensen. We're here in a hotel room where I brutally fucked up by getting a hotel that was separate from Jake and Dan so that I could have a nicer hotel. And it's way worse. It's awful. And they have the better hotel. So now I am slumming it in this piece of shit. We're here with Dan Baxt.
That is me.
He plays guitar, sings songs, very funny on stage. Great. I love having him on the road. He makes my life so much easier, and he is so funny and good and gets the audience hot.
That's true.
Hot.
A good host, I think. Good
Great
opening.
Host.
Yeah, I think. Positive.
What are you going to do about doing an hour? Like, what does that look like?
Just do more songs and do more jokes. I've done
light shows. 45.
Yeah, I could have to do that to really bring it out. Bring out a pad, maybe. Dimitri Martin it, maybe.
Yeah.
I've done
Gerard Carmichael, bring out a dick.
Why would we have that going? But, yeah, anything you want to ask me?
Yeah.
We'll cut a whole bunch of this together. I'm editing this part?
You're the one editing it,
yeah,
so
I'll edit
go
it.
Crazy. But cool. It also has to be out by Monday, so good luck, champ.
Oh, sorry. No, I could maybe. Monday night?
No.
Monday, like 12 a.m. when it turns Monday? I have to edit this tonight?
All you have to do is cut the end off and send it to Harry, and he'll get it done.
Okay.
This part.
But I want to do, I like the part we had in the beginning. I think we just get out. Sorry, this is stupid. I think the beginning was good. I felt like I was natural. Now I feel like I'm intense. I'll cut this together tonight.
You're not tense.
I know. I feel like, fuck.
Okay, ready? We're starting over again.
I stand by what I said.
Dan?
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
We're connecting.
Okay.
Breathe. You're one of the most anxious people I've ever met.
I know. It's not good.
It's okay.
No, it's been bad for the last 4 years.
It's not. It's totally fine.
Off meds.
Are you off meds? Don't whisper off meds.
Off meds.
What meds were you on?
Latuda.
Hold still. Face the camera a little bit more.
Latuda. Shout out to Latuda. I didn't
okay.
like it.
Okay. Listen.
Yes.
You don't have to be anxious, okay?
Okay.
And also, you went through a traumatic event.
Yes.
That the thing that happened to you a few years ago was traumatic.
Yes.
Okay? I'll describe it briefly. You got accused of some shit that you didn't do.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to say about it because it's nobody's business, and I
believe
that. Okay?
Okay. I can get into it a little bit.
No, we're not going to get into it.
Okay. I'll talk.
What happens to every male comic. You have sex with somebody. They fall in love with you. You say, I'm not with you. And then they accuse you of me tooing. It happens to a lot of people. And to be honest, it does. It's as a female comic, it does suck because I have been sexually assaulted by male comics and it don't look like that.
Yeah.
It looks like force. And
yeah.
pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like me hooking up with somebody and the next day regretting it. Because that's how every sexual experience I have is.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And it sucks to wake up and be like, oh my God, they don't actually like me that much. Why did I do that? I gave away a part of it. And you know, there's a part of you that wants to rebel. There's a part of you that wants to say something. And it's totally fine to say something, but it's not okay to manufacture an entirely made up thing that didn't occur in order to sabotage somebody's life because your ego got hurt. It's not okay. And that fucked you up and it
yes.
gave you anxiety.
Big time.
And
but I had anxiety before that. I'm not the most chill guy. I don't know if you could hard to believe that. Not the chillest
yeah.
guy. But yeah, no, it definitely fucks me up. And lost faith in some people.
Yeah.
Men and women. And but I also learned from it.
What did you learn?
I hate women. No, I'm joking.
You
no,
did
but,
learn. You learned
but even hearing your, like, you telling that, it's like, no, I get that. I am now, I've been now that, I've hooked up with somebody who I thought was into me. And then you're like, oh, this is just, I'm just the comic for the night or whatever the
yeah.
fuck. And I know that feeling, but I would never, one, try to hang out with that person immediately right after multiple times. But I would also, you know, I would, that's between me and this person, I guess. And they also don't owe me anything.
You
so.
Know what would happen if you actually faced the
camera?
Addictions that you have? Is
yes.
that you would be able to let go of these resentments.
100%. 100%.
Because the resentment, you have to get that there are sick people doing sick shit, and you have to let it go. And you have to get that her life is going to be dominated by sickness because
yeah.
she's doing this stuff. And that sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I thought you get hit up. I thought they would have texted you or something or messaged you, but you probably get
some. I opened for,
yeah,
you know.
That's yeah. yeah, true. Fair point.
And
fair
I point. They know that how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie was on the podcast. My sister was taken, stolen at 15 years old, brought to an apartment, raped vaginally, anally, and orally, and told that she was going to die. She then punched the man and ran home. And so when I talk about rape, that's my
yeah.
thing. So when people say like, yeah, I don't really trust that guy because I had sex with him once and like I didn't, you know, when I woke up the next day, I realized I was like more drunk than I thought. For me, it's like I picture my sister being told that she's going to be buried in the backyard.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely biased.
Which, I get that. And so as a guy, and I've only seen, I'm like, oh, Irreversible is rape. You know what I mean? The scene in Irreversible, that's rape. But like, I get there's a spectrum. And I get that, all that stuff. But yeah, I just don't like I don't like the making up the fabric, like all just making up like everything. And
fabricating
like,
the things that actually
three pages
happened.
About my act. It wasn't even about the, till we get to the point. It was like three just about my act. Like,
really?
All right. Yeah, it was bizarre. It was so bizarre. And to post it for 10 minutes and delete it. And then whenever you get questioned about it, truly the quote, "You have to believe me, I'm a woman." That was a quote. Every text, I've texted that, like replying back to people. Because people would ask, like, well, do you have anything at all? Because he's showing us a lot of stuff that's not adding up. And he's like, he's going to this. He's going to the cops. He's willing to talk to anyone. And then she's just like, you know, multiple women.
You have to believe me, I'm a woman thing is so interesting because.
And she's doing it to other women, obviously, like guilt shaming them into.
But it's also like just even if she said the honest truth, like I think Dan is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I would own up. I still own up.
But even that is like enough. Like you don't have to make up things.
Mm-hmm. It hurts the actual because I was an asshole after for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is you became that. I mean, because was she at the beginning of your sexcapade or the end?
Pretty beginning. Like, I just broke it up. I'm talking about, like, it was a full actual 2 months, the last emo me and my ex sent to each other. And before that week, I hooked up with a hot model, hooked up with that chick many times.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't want to say it's her, but, like, I didn't like the situation. And it was early on. So, like, in my head, I'm like, I got to have sex with everybody because I got to say yes to everybody, even if I don't want to.
Scarcity mentality.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also, like, so, like, she was probably the third or fourth woman in that month or whatever,
but that
and all those people, like only one I never went, I didn't want to hang out, I didn't want to see again. I've hooked up with all the people. You met some of these people.
The important thing I think to remember about sex is when you put your penis inside of a woman, your biology tells you that it's like it's one in a million. I mean, that's what your biology is. You pump it in. Where women is like, there is something that goes off in our brain that makes
it
significant.
I get it.
Which is cool. Yeah. In the sense that if you're like, if you know that about yourself, but it's not cool if you're a woman and you think that you're just going to go around and throw it around town and won't have consequences on your psyche.
And I guess I'm like the fun little goofy guy. And like the next day, I'm like, I'm not even responding back to you.
Yes.
Now. I get it. That's good to be aware of. But I was responding back. It was just very like short. Like, I'm not coming back over. No, like I'm busy. What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing this morning? It's like a lot of that. The first message when I woke up was her holding a joint. So this idea that I'm like, that's what pissed me off, is like this idea of like, the fabrications really pissed me off. Call me an asshole, call me not funny. I'll say that every day in the mirror, but don't fucking make up stuff and like, don't start reaching out to people trying to like, I'm going to take this away, which is nothing's, I've lost, it's actually helped me because people hear about it, like, who is this guy? And they look up like, oh, this guy's pretty funny, I'll book him. And it's a lot of that. So I don't know.
You know, I've definitely been privy to having people I care about have that other people go to clubs and be like, don't book this person because they're bad. Yeah, totally. I mean, that happened with my ex, and I remember it was just like the most.
Wait, the ex told the club owner not to use you?
No. My ex, somebody went to a club and was like, you shouldn't book him. He's like a bad guy or whatever. And it was like, for some, he did like nothing. He was actually like defending me.
Oh, wow.
And then in like some comment, and then they went to the club and they were like, you shouldn't book him. And it was like, it was one of those things where it was like, you're sending an email because your ego is upset that could actually like change somebody's life, irreversible. And the fact that you're able to sleep at night with that is crazy.
Yeah.
And there's also this thing of like, and I don't really know how to describe this, but like if I'm doing stand up comedy, right, and I do something bad to a woman, you know, that's shitty, and she, you know, I don't know how to say this, but it's like there should be like the repercussions should be social. Like that makes sense, that it's like, let women know that this person's a bad guy, right?
For real reasons you actually did. I agree.
Yes. Like, but I always think it's odd to go to the place of business and be like this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I always think that's weird. Like,
I agree. You know what I mean? I'm like, also like, maybe not the guy to ask for that. Yeah.
Every woman. But why are you, you know what I mean? It's,
well, they try doing that too, and let me tell you, I got some nice DMs.
Really?
Too many of like, I wish you would rape me, which is crazy.
Oh
to
my
get,
god!
Which is so crazy.
Oh,
I don't
want
to get out of here. Get out of here! But it's like funny. It's like funny too, I guess. That's like their version of a joke. Twice I've had that.
That's,
which is cool.
So
I've also
funny.
Gotten you look like Steven Crowder, which okay, cool. That's just more DMs. Just that. Just saying, yeah. And a lot of gay guys in the DMs, which is nice.
But now you're way more careful with who you fuck.
I mean, I, yeah, sure. I mean, yes, 100%. But I also, like, I'm not really out there fucking anymore. I'm really not. Yeah, I'm really not, so.
Because you lost faith.
Lost faith, but also, but I think that would, it would have been naturally anyways. Like, that, not even because of this. It was like, I was already, I was already done. I was already, like, that was a weird year, half of my life. It's done. Like, I was already, people I were hooking up with, it's like, you know, it's the friends with benefits situation. Like, I'm hooking up all year, just we're not dating or anything. Like, hey, are you free? Okay, if not, that's no problem. When they get a boyfriend, I'm totally stand up. I don't fucking try to, like, get jump in.
Did this make you more volatile as a person? Or
yes.
It did.
Big, definitely during that time. Got me very, I guess, like, very, like, society. Like, I am bummed that, one, like, you, these people, some of these people coming after me, like, these four guys or whatever, like, they know I didn't do this, but they're just using this now. Because they didn't like me before, because I wouldn't book them. I get booked way more than they do, all that shit. And you start seeing all that, you like, kind of lose faith, I guess. And like, oh, I thought they'd be like, truth mattered. I guess it doesn't. But it does, because obviously
also
it does.
Just, why not just I'm beat the shit out of you? Why all do this, all this gay cyberbullying? Why not just find you, beat you up once,
they don't
then
put
walk
the,
away?
No one's put their name to anything. Everything, every time they do, besides her, every time they message something, it's always a hidden thing. It's never like they're,
oh.
That's what I'm saying. It's not real. If they really mean this, why would you not, try to get, why would you not go to the police? Why would you not put your name to it?
My friend who's now married to a man and having a child with him, look at Coyote, for the love of Christ.
I know,
she's
so much cuter.
Oh,
I'm sorry this is bad. I don't know.
No, it's great. I love
okay,
it.
Okay.
She's having a kid with him. And she got a DM that was like unknown number that was like, the guy you're marrying is a bad guy, and that was
that?
It.
And who's that?
And
person?
It's like, yeah. What are you gonna do? You're gonna end the 8-year relationship with this one DM? No, you're just gonna plant a shitty seed. You're not letting. You're not allowing.
And how sad is that person's random number? Like, who's that person?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how? What are you doing today?
Yeah.
That's why I always think about. And they realize that people aren't doing fucking shit. They really aren't. This the email I was telling you about was 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. This guy's 84 years old.
Making fake emails saying you
at
shouldn't
3 o'clock
work
in the morning because he should be booking better hosts. He should be booking him.
Wow.
But not saying his name, obviously, he's using a fucking hidden email. And then once I tracked, they were so happy. The venue, they were so, because they already did not like this guy. So once they just made me look even better, because one, it's like, okay, not only we already know he didn't do this, but man, oh man, he's like my stuff. All my stuff I say, my truth, it all has receipts. There's backup. There's witnesses. All that shit. So it's like that weird.
Well, you've told me the story a few times, and you've and I've covered every single square inch of it, and you actually did do nothing wrong.
I know it sucks. I mean, I was an asshole. I own up to that though.
You
I
were
am,
an asshole.
I am an
after.
Asshole.
You weren't an asshole in the
no.
when you had sex with her. You
even after
an
I was, and I was in Denver the next. Like I was 2 days. I was in Denver, so like this idea of like we had to hang out the next day, and like, but don't be saying I'm forcing because like I drug. That's another thing. I drug women. I'm like I can't. What? I don't know where to even
they
get that.
That.
Yeah, well, it kept jumping the shark. That's why it almost helped. Every time they jumped the shark, it was like less. People apologizing to me. I've had like
really,
yeah, because it's like they felt bad. They're like, oh, we were
oh,
like,
so
we
she
were bamboozled.
Kept escalating.
Oh, they not even her. I was told like there's one female comic in the scene who everyone hates.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say her name. I want to say her name so bad, but she was like the ringleader. I was like seeing messages like, you got to get him out of Coastal so one of us can take over. Like quotes like that.
Oh, wow.
And they don't know I'm seeing that because it's all the message of the women. But like, I have so many female comic friends.
That's
so
fucking crazy.
And like, once I show Coastal that, they're like, okay. Like, I just have this big meeting with all these millionaire investors for Coastal because it's a big investment.
Yeah.
Got cut because it was like, once they got the email, I was running a pipeline. And once they saw these messages they saw me kill, because I came out to a show and they saw me, dude, it was Andy Haynes and me. In the round, like it was just one of those amazing nights, and like I was like, here we go. The guy calls me over, this guy, and you know, expensive guy, and he's just like, hey, we had a meeting Wednesday. I go, yeah, I'm a little, you know. He's like, don't even worry about it. Zach told us all this, like, you know, because Zach's out of the gate. People already knew.
Wait, you have to slow down with
sorry,
ADHD.
You're right. You're right.
They cut the corporate thing, and then they re-put it back in when they saw you.
No. They were just gonna cut me. The corporate was gonna be in there.
Oh,
they
were
invested.
Gonna cut you, and then
they jumped the shark, and then I had proof of all this shit. I didn't even prove like, I
so
had
so you talked to them and you told them about the proof and they saw you kill.
Yes, which was pretty great.
And then they said, nah, it's okay.
We don't come and meet. Like we have a 2 o'clock. No one wants. Who wants to come on a Tuesday on like a Wednesday on a 2 p.m. Like all of us have to drive into this fucking thing to sit there and have to go through every fucking text. I'm like, we already did this. We're good.
It just does happen so
I know.
Much.
I know.
It's also such a. I mean, the battle of the sexes is such a real. I mean, the ego that happens when you get rejected by a man is something that it's like the only way to get even is
I agree. But in my head, which it's like, at what point, why would she even think this is anything? I don't want to speak for her, but it's like, what impression did I leave not wanting to hang out with you three different times? You know what I mean? Like, we finally, when you do come out for the date or whatever you want to call that, it's like,
she's not in comedy, right?
She is now. I don't know. No. She wasn't in comedy. Never in comedy. And then she did open mic for
right.
Like four
so what it looks like is it looks like fucking a guy, and then you're looking at his Instagram. You're seeing that he's going out into the world and people are liking him, and it's making you want to put a big label on him that says that stops.
You summed it up perfectly.
Like, you want to stop that person from enjoying themselves so that they have to focus on you.
Yes. And which I did for a good week. It was I was very low for sure. Like, parents had to come over kind of shit. Just like, I didn't know, never felt that much of a, like, I just say bulliness, but like, I never had real time to be able to like read horrible shit. And these people don't think I could see this. And like, I've had people like seen talk shit on me, try to be cool with me after. And it's like, I'm professional. So like, whatever. But I know, I'm like, I saw the shit. Like, I saw your shit.
Yeah.
It's like
people that you know.
People in the scene, like not friends or anything, but like I say, open mic guy. People that have been in the scene for like 15 years that don't even do comedy. They're just like in Tampa. It's like, okay, cool. Welcome to fucking.
It is scary the lengths that people will. I mean, I will say, like, when we were in Austin and that guy was like, I'm going to leave my stuff in your room. And then I found out that he was doing that to other female
comics. Don't put me in that camp.
I'm not putting you in that camp. But it is alarming the lengths that men will go to have sex. And it's also alarming that women forget that. Like, I'm like, you're a woman. You know the thing that you have. We have very little power. We have way less testosterone. We cannot lift things up that are very heavy. We don't have as much stamina. But we have something that men want, which is the pussy. And it does suck when women pretend to think that men... I'm not saying that men shouldn't be accountable. And I'm not saying men shouldn't fucking be responsible for their own dicks. But it is frustrating when women forget that men want sex way more than women do. And the amount of people that are like, that's not true.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are women who are as horny as men. Do I think they have problems? Yes. But like, it is something you have to, like, as a man, you have to be aware that if you fuck a woman, she wants a relationship. And a woman, you have to be aware that men want to fuck and don't want a relationship generally.
Definitely, if you just got out of one that was heartbreaking and loved and real relationship stuff and all that stuff.
But
I was gonna marry that person.
It's like we've all of a sudden abandoned the like responsibility. It's only on what it's like men, you have to be responsible for women's feelings, but women have no responsibility.
Exactly. And I, like I said, I own up to where I fucked up and I know where I fucked up and I have since, you know, kind of hopefully changed course a bit. I've had other moments though where it's like that girl probably doesn't like me either. But she would never call me these crazy names. She's like, he's an asshole. He didn't even ghost, but it's like he only wants to be. I'm like the after the show guy.
But it's also what I would say to women is like if some guy fucks you who you wanted to call you back and they ghosted you.
I didn't ghost, but yes, I know what you mean.
But whatever it is,
clearly I'm not into. Yes,
but also that is not going to lead to like there is such a thing as like soul rot. Like you did go through a period of time where you were like, dude, the sex I'm having is out of control. I have to manage this.
Yeah. You had that.
Yeah.
I was like on apps compulsively.
Right. And
it was like after the show was an easy go.
You had to manage it. So it's like if some guy does that, do you know that he's not just like going out in the world playing guitar and having a great time? Like it has its consequences. And 100%. I think people forget that.
And I don't like being mean to people, hurting people. It's like you would hook up these people and they want more from you. That's why, like, the girls that don't, like, maybe they do, but they don't, like, you know, the lady in here is like, she's not expecting any like, relationship if I see her tonight.
Yeah.
But it's, also, I've known her now for 3 years, you know what I mean? So, like, that's more, I'm in that world now. But yeah, no, I agree. And I also do take, like, you know, part of me had to learn. I've never been single. So it's like, okay, you just can't fuck with no strings attached. That's like a made up thing.
It's a made up thing.
And I've been the other receiving end of that. So I totally get it.
String is attached to the penis going in the vagina, sewing a web.
Yeah.
And if a woman really is like, if you're like, hey, I'm no, you know, if a woman is really clear with you and they're like, I absolutely am not looking for anything, then you're safe. But there is like it's fucked up because I think that what's going on in society now is people are like, fuck science, fuck biology, fuck generalizing, like everybody can be a sex freak. And I'm like, You can be a sex freak as long as you want, but the woman's biology wants it wants monogamy more than a man's does. And that feels bad to admit because, I mean, I'm as masculine as they come, and it's devastating for me to admit that I want monogamy. It's humiliating. It feels stupid to be like, I want to fucking, especially how lucky men are that they just naturally just want to just seed everything and they don't really, you know, like that's a way more elite way of being. But you do have to like... You do have to get down with the sickness. You can't just like all of a sudden pretend like I'm fucking 7 feet tall and can do I am a woman. I have to do this, like, and I think I think it fucks women up when they walk out into the world. I mean, you know, and you have, I've had that. I've had periods of time where I get drunk and I'm like, I'm just going to fuck and who cares? Yeah. And then the next.
Aftermath. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're
As a guy, I feel that too.
Yeah.
And that's why my biggest thing I've changed definitely in the last couple of years, a year and a half, whatever, is like, you just because somebody wants to have sex with me doesn't mean I have to have sex with this person. I always thought like, all right, that's the situation was like, I'm here. I guess we got to do this. I'm more of an ass if I don't have sex or whatever. But I've let that go.
Yeah.
Because I was struggling with that big time. And I would bust.
How do you say no?
I just don't talk to anyone anymore. I really
don't. I came up to you and I was like, do you want to fuck tonight?
Shut the camera off, Ethan. No. Well, that's a little different.
You go,
like,
nah. That's what you do.
Or like, let's go get a drink, maybe. Actually, I don't really drink any. I don't do the drinking thing. I'm a coffee guy. Or it's
but
like
if somebody comes up after the show that we're doing tonight and asks you to have sex, how do you reject them?
Well, that'd be terrifying, actually. That's like, you're a crazy person that's coming beeline. I would just be like, oh, I'm gay or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way.
That's not really lying.
It's just humor. Yeah. We all know that.
We know that. Because you're right. I didn't have a Hawaiian shirt one. No, whatever. Hey, by the way, Andrew Schultz loved that shirt. Andrew Schultz. Love that shirt. Say that.
He just
times.
Said that because it was loud.
Huh? Oh yeah, 100%.
He just
okay.
Saw
well, I'm not
like
talking.
That shirt. That's what the person in the lobby about your jacket today.
No, he was. No, that's the second time he's. Yeah, she like he liked my Snoopy sweater too when I was checking in.
Because you wear weird shit, so people
it's
go, "I
weird.
Like that." But
this
really,
weird?
What they're thinking
is this
like,
weird for real? Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh god, I'm
it's a
it
bright
off.
Green fuzzy shirt, and Snoopy, you dressed loud as hell.
Snoopy was this big. Let's not get crazy. With a menorah. Oh shit, you're right. Oh, that's my merch. Fuck. All right, this is bad. Oh, boy.
No, okay, now what? So now you're in a little bit of heartbreak.
I feel like this is a good convo. We might have to leave some of that part in, by the way.
You do whatever you want.
I think I'm going. I'm not like ashamed.
I'm just giving you options.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I just don't. It's a weird first impression. I understand, too, because I have a sister, I have a mother, I have an RIP grandmother, dead female dog. But, I'm not like... trying to, I'm not trying to be. I don't want to be one of those guys. I'm not trying to be like, I hate all women, men. Right? I'm not that at all. And that's why I hate about this. It's like, all right, well, I know for this situation, this person and me. Here's what happened in my. It's your side, there's her side, and there's the truth, whatever that saying is or whatever. But when somebody has receipts and someone has like, here's what she's saying. Here's literally her. You know, it's like that's. Yeah. I just get frustrated. I hate being wrong. I hate like the. And you realize these people actually don't believe it. That's why once I realize they don't think I'm this monster, it's like, oh, they just don't like me, and that's how you can get them down. It's
yeah.
Like, actually freeing. It was like, okay, here we go. Thank God.
It's not that they don't like you. It's that
they don't like me. They don't like me. No, they don't. I've been very, I mean, when I first got on the scene, I was very pretty. If I didn't think you were funny, I would never book you. And I was that guy. And I still am that guy.
They don't like you. That's they don't like the power that you have.
I guess so. The gatekeeping of my 10 p.m. bar show I used to run on a Tuesday once a month.
It's always the people who run the shows that get me too'd.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But it's always the people. I mean, that just. I mean, once you're in comedy, the sex thing has to calm down.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't know. I thought it was like cool.
No.
Yeah, it's not. And people like,
I have to tell my friends this all the time. I mean, I have to be like, you have to, if you want to be a public persona, you have to be. I mean, I've had to even learn that. And it took a long time because I was like, I want to be truth teller 100% of the time.
Well, now I wanted to, and you fucking cut that down pretty quick.
No, I don't. Okay, I'm looking out for you.
You are looking out for me. But I don't know. I like the context of it.
I like the context. I just were. What my fear is that you're going to text me at midnight and go, cut it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be out of a podcast. So I'm protecting.
Oh, no. Not gonna, I would never do that to you. But I'm plus. No, I stand by with this. And I guess I'm going to edit it. You get final cut, and Harry can get the final cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want any cut. You just
I'm talking to you. I'll talk to him. Yeah. how long do you usually go for? I don't know. I'm just keeping producer. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we got about 15 more minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
I love it.
Me too.
I hope
they're enjoying. I know it's a.
You're a crazy person.
I guess so. I don't realize I'm by myself all the time, but I
guess
I'm
crazy.
I wasn't this winter. I started comedy. Isn't that crazy?
You were.
I was, but not
you're
to this
ADHD?
Extreme. I don't know what I was. But when I was like just
There's
working
no
video.
There's no way you haven't always had this where you cut yourself off and then start a new conversation 100% of the time. I watched some movie the other day where there was a protagonist. I almost sent it to you because he sounded just like you. Where he was like, he was like, yeah, and then we're going down here. And then he's walking around. And then, you know, I'm that guy, of course. And then open
Fiverr
the window.
Goes
I'm
west.
Out of the window.
Yeah, Fiverr Goes West. Little Mouse.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
But you get through a song.
Yeah.
You get through the whole song.
Yeah, cool.
I wonder what it would be like if you just did straight stand-up. If it
I
would
do.
Just be chaos.
All the time.
Yeah,
it is chaos, though. It is chaos. Yeah, yeah. It's a rapid fire joke. I'm like pacing around. Got the mic. It's fun, but I don't like it past 10 minutes.
Really?
I was going to do the last night. I was just going to do straight stand-up. I'm happy.
So maybe music is the way that you silence the noise.
I think so. It definitely on stage. It grounds
What happens
me.
At nighttime with you? Is it bad?
Depends what the night is.
Is it haunted?
No.
Do you stay up all night?
Some nights.
How late?
The late, usually 3. But it's usually working on something. I think I'm this guy in comedy because I get so, I don't think I'm funny. I hate my stuff. And I'm surrounded by people that are very funny all the time. And I like. And I'm just being judged constantly. I'm being judged constantly. Do I cry? Yeah, I cried on Tuesday.
Why?
The part was that thing that happened, but also just like an impact of everything, I think. Just like, so that's when I do cry. It's like I'm a runner, you know this. So I think I do the thing where I run ahead and it all catches up, which I don't mind. Because I think you should, but I'm not opposed to cry. I cry right now.
Where you run ahead?
Like, and metaphorically. I'll like run ahead, try to outpace everything. And then eventually all these things are going to line up, are going to catch up to you.
Yeah.
So like that thing just probably, the whole, I it doesn't matter. The Bryn thing on Tuesday, like that was, I was upset about that. But the reason I was very upset, it was probably more other things going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I broke down sobbing to my mommy.
Yeah.
In my bed.
About relationship stuff? Or just, you're just overwhelmed.
I was just overwhelmed.
You're burnt out. We all feel burnt out right now.
I'm so burnt out.
You more than any of us, by far.
It's crazy.
It's not a competition. You're
winning,
though.
What have I done? I mean, I used to do this with contracting where I would be like, I can do this on Monday. I'll build the wall and then I'll be able to spackle and drywall.
Still need
you down
there doing that.
But with those people, I could just send an email being like, I have meetings, I can't do it, or I can't make it, I have COVID, or whatever it was. Whereas comedy is like, not. And also with contracting, I would show up with a nail bag, and if I chugged enough coffee, I could just get through the job.
It's not like no one's judging every moment. Like, you got through last night, but everyone's watching you get through last night. You know what I mean? Like they're watching you do what you're doing. So it's
they're
like,
watching me choose if I'm going to bail also. Like they're watching me have these moments of like, I don't know if I can. I mean, I bombed at the Cellar so
that's
hard. Seriously,
I don't believe it.
I mean,
that,
my
though.
Bomb. Yeah, I know what you're saying. By the end, it was fine. But the beginning, it was like I felt like this. I was so exhausted that I was almost like it felt like somebody was in my bed and being like, do stand up. Like I was just like, I don't know what is going on.
That's not a spot you want to be.
It was crazy.
It sucks. It's the thing you love so much and do. It's almost like the more you do it and when you have to rely on it, it starts becoming unfun very quickly. That's why videos were for me. That's why I love stand up because it's not that. But I'm starting to feel a little bit now.
The other thing is like stand up is easy for me to get into if I'm actually mad about the things I'm talking about.
Yes.
But now that I'm like, I feel a little bit, because of like recovery stuff, I feel a little bit more at peace and like breakup has calmed down. Like, you know,
you have calmed down on that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yeah.
Cause I know 2 years ago you weren't there. And even from Creek in the Cave to now, like it's progress. It's in what's the word? Encouraging.
Encouraging.
Cause you've talked to me some pretty serious stuff. You gave me a book and you got to kind of confront stuff and you're younger than me too, which is so crazy to me.
2 years.
Like, to me, I'm like, I like always look at you as like a sage wisdom. Yeah. I'm like,
that's
what do I do with this weed? You're like, stop smoking it.
Yeah. Put the weed
you're
down.
Right about that weed though. That's not been
I mean, the weed thing, my dad was super addicted to weed.
Ooh, it also triggers all my shit.
The anxiety?
Oh, my God.
Then why do you do it? Tell me what the benefit.
I don't know. That's why I'm like, I don't know. And because the one time you do smoke on like a Sunday, we have nothing to do. And it's like your buddy, you smoke. You guys are riding bikes around downtown. That's so fun. And it's great. But I realize if I have something to do that day.
It's fun to do that without weed.
No, I agree. And I do without weed. I make sure I do that with without weed. But
just throw the weed away.
It's not that easy.
Here, like me with this vape, if I throw it away, I'll just buy another one.
Yes.
That's how it feels with weed.
Yes.
Like I'm still fully addicted.
It's here. It's everywhere.
The you feel gimmick anxious until you get it?
Sometimes I'll smoke it all just to get another bag. I've done that move. Like, it's just like, it's the
wow.
running out of it.
I've done that with Coke.
Yeah. I've never done Coke. I know it seems.
That's good.
I know. Coke, tequila. No, sorry. Weed, tequila. But tequila was like first year into comedy. So that's been fun. Yeah. I was never a drinker. And then the dating apps were crazy. Because it was like, it was everything as a kid. You're like, I could just swipe. And you know what I mean? Like, I was no work at all.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. The dating apps hit the dopamine receptor.
Big
hard,
time.
And they are super.
You, exactly. Not only hit dopamine just being on the phone with it. Then if you actually go out, I mean, there's 90. I mean, I don't get, some of you get mad at this, but like, I had a pretty good rate going. Like, I was always like a pretty good whatever.
Well,
also, my bar was very low.
Town.
Not even that. I was like, I think I was just willing for anything, which I don't want people to listen to.
Oh,
think I'm
like,
but
yeah,
I was like, they were very hot women, very beautiful women, very smart women, all that stuff.
No,
there was definitely
you
some.
You would make it happen with whoever.
Yeah, whatever.
No
exactly.
connection.
No
or
connection.
Yeah.
Nothing, exactly. Then, I mean, I've had people since then. I met great people from that, and it definitely makes you
how
stop.
Do you get from being on the date to having sex?
My dates, I don't know, you go on like dates. That's why I hear you talk about your stories. I'm like, oh, you actually like met to a restaurant. Like,
yeah.
I've done that move, I've done like that, but I don't know, a lot of the dates would just be like, I mean,
at a bar, at a show.
I try not to just show stuff too much because I feel like I've also learned that lesson. If I have a show that night, don't even try to hang out with anybody.
Why?
Because I'll be fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten a lot better at that.
So you meet up at a bar and then you guys just like, it just moves into flirting.
I'll be honest
sex.
With you. A lot of the times, I'll just go to their house. They come to my house.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're a grinder, basically. You're straight grinder.
Yeah, with women, though.
Yeah. Hetero.
But grinder. Then the thing is, it's cool. It's like those women, if I, you know, we're cool when they're hot or having a good sex time, it's like, I'll, some one girl I've hooked up with like for like a year and a half now.
I can't
cool.
imagine you moving into the physical realm. I can't. How do you get there? You both just start. Did they usually do it? I can't imagine
you
making a move.
Thank you for saying that.
Because you're so anxious.
Thank you for saying that. That's my other point, too. She came on to me. Anyway, the story we're talking about, you know, you guys are tuning in. That story, like, so coming on to me so much. It's like, yeah, I don't know what the, like, whatever. I don't know. I don't know where my move is.
You just, maybe they do it. They go.
I don't know. If they're in my house, like, I don't know. Oh, I do have one move I do at the house.
What is it?
I don't want to say this.
Why?
It's so bad. It's like not like bad like that. It's just like it's
okay,
so
say it, say
it's
it,
so
say
mean.
It,
this
it,
might
it.
Be bleeped out, dude.
Say
so
it.
I will play. Oh God, this is gonna sound like pedophile shit.
No, you play a song?
No. Well, yeah, sometimes
oh,
they ask.
God.
So they ask. They ask. I'm doing it.
Okay.
I just tried to throw that on me too. I'm like, well, you asked for the fucking song, dummy. You're gay. Anyways, different people.
Yeah.
I like to do like a board game kind of thing. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Yeah, but. The board games you're playing, like you people playing Catan or whatever that shit. I'm playing Candyland,
Kay.
Disneyland, Candyland.
Yeah.
Only game I have in the house that are fucking Mastermind, and it's Strip Candyland, which people watch. They're like, he did that with how many?
Oh,
you know what I mean? You're fucking. So I think I was touched as a kid
at
playing
what,
Candyland.
At what point do you remove an item of clothing?
So you have to lose. You know, play Candyland. Hey, pull it out. So you go around and you get to the board. You get
how
to the
many women
line.
Have you played this with?
Okay, this work I have to cut. I
come
mean,
on.
It's a move. It's a move, baby. No, it's a good
that's
fun
a
move.
That's a bad move. I would never say yes to that. If you said, Jordan, come over, we'll play.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I would kick you in
I
the
mean, it doesn't
nuts.
Come up that way. Yeah. Hell, you know, don't kink shame me now. Come on. You know what I'm
wait,
into.
So we would sit down. We'd play Candyland.
Stand in.
And then.
We're on my island.
Okay.
The house. Yes.
Okay, at the island,
uh-huh.
And then we get to the
and
end.
And I always have three coats on. They don't know. Like, why are you wearing so many coats? I'm kidding. Just take off more stuff.
And then every time you lose.
This is not a move I do every time.
And then you play again?
Yeah, it's fun. Because you're also talking. It's like this, that. Because with Candyland, it's you're not doing anything. You're not like having.
You have bits.
What do you mean?
You have bits for things that happen in the game that you've repeated.
No.
Yeah,
but
like
I do have
you
bits.
Get to
no,
Gumdrop
no, no.
Mountain and you say something about Gumdrop.
Okay, first off, it's the Disney edition. So it's going to be Mad Hatter.
Okay.
Okay. Cinderella.
Okay.
Dumbo.
Okay.
Peter Pan. Get a fucking come on. But show some respect.
That sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh
that's not my move
God.
Though.
You're
I think
such
like
a Tampa guy.
What are you talking
that's
about?
The most Tampa thing I've ever heard in my life.
How?
Just watch a horror movie.
Oh, you can't. I have no couch, so. You can't.
Oh my God.
No, I do. I have one seat. One seat. You can't really sleep. There's only one person. That's a whole thing.
You need a dog.
I have a
something
cat.
Endearing. Oh, okay.
I love
cat.
My cat.
Okay,
I miss
good.
Him right now. Milo.
Who's watching him?
Who was that? Who lost a Candyland last round?
Oh my God.
It's not like a move. I mean, it's a move.
You better not cut out Strip Candyland.
No, that's pretty funny. I like that.
That's
And I stand by it too. I stand by it. It works.
My move
it's
is
fun.
Whole,
I'm also not just like, take off your clothes. I'm losing too. It's a random game. No one plays poker anymore.
You take your shirt off?
That's the last thing to go.
Underwear?
I take underwear for a shirt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll Winnie the Pooh. It's on brand for the
you'll
game.
You'll Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, it's the Disney edition.
You'll have your dick and balls out with a shirt
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've gotten there.
Oh, yeah. I've lost. I almost lose every time, which is like the part of it. It's like, yeah, this is God's humor. I don't know. It's fun. They have fun, I think. I don't know. They always want to play. And they are, by the way, sorry, they are 8 years old. I should probably have said that. Keep it. No, but no, I don't know. It's a fun move. You're like jealous. You want to fucking play?
No way. I just played Candyland on a podcast, and it's the worst game.
But see,
it's
how we're so doing this. Boring. Yeah, we're not. Exactly. It's not like about the game. It's just like.
Strip poker would be fun.
They don't know how to play poker. That's how it started originally. That's how like the joke became. We were the first person in my house who did that. Was
teach them poker. That's cool.
I'd rather talk and get to know them.
Candyland is so Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse scary.
You even see my house. It is a Pee Wee Playhouse. It's literally a cottage. Imagine if I'm wearing this, what my house looks like. It's a hobbit home.
Or strip chess?
I do have chess now. What am I going to play against? My fucking guy friends? Come on. You guys don't
know. Women can play chess.
Can they? I don't know.
Can they not?
I think women are ugly. What happened?
This is our fault. Strip checkers even?
Strip checkers? I don't have that. I don't use checkers. I used to have a chess.
Candyland is psychotic.
Well, first of all, having any board game is kind of psychotic. I just happen to have that from like 5 years ago.
You know what the best game of all time is? Codenames.
I don't know what that is.
Holy shit, we should go buy it right now.
I mean, we got 10 minutes.
It's so fun.
Okay.
How are we going to get through these shows tonight? I got to get some serious.
I'll be thinking about this conversation the next 4 days. I'm like, what the fuck did I say on this mic? This
that's
recording?
How everybody feels.
Yeah, I know. That's how everyone feels. I got to let that go. I do feel like the strength was the beginning.
My move is horror movie. If I ask you to a horror movie, it's because I'm trying to touch. And that's the only way I can touch.
That's what I'm saying.
You
make it. Yeah. But you also make it sound like I'm coming over and like, hey, come here. You got to play this fucking. It's like they want to. Day one.
I'm not making it sound like that. Yeah. I'm making it sound like you say, hey, do you want to play Strip Candyland?
No, don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No, but like they've already played. It's a league. We have a league. It's like
you,
back out of
they
this
come
stuff.
In, they come into the house. You go.
No, I don't like this. They come into the house. Yes.
Yeah, they say they want to fuck
and
you.
Yes,
and
there
you
we go.
Go, let's
thank
play Strip
you.
Candyland. I'll make you a drink.
I don't make anyone drink. That's nothing I learned.
Okay.
If I do get a drink, you're getting this much.
How do you have sex from just...
Because I've already hooked up with a lot of these people. That's the thing. It's like they come over. It's like the last girl hooked up with Candyland, which by the way has been a long time. But it's the last one was like we hooked up at the comedy show.
Do you
show.
Enjoy playing?
I like playing Candyland.
Why?
Because it's gambling.
How?
It's literally just chance. It's the high. It's the easiest. But if I'm high or drinking or like just trying to fuck anyways, like and I'm doing this. I don't want to have to be like, oh yeah, hold on. See, like I don't want to be doing whatever game we have to do. Like every other game, I have two games in my house: Mastermind, which is like. You have to like really study it, or it's literally pick a card, color. Pick a card, color. Oh, look, you
but
got the one way.
You have to go one, two,
no,
three.
No, you're not. That's what I'm saying. You know, you play one time with me. Clothes on. You have so much fun.
Nuh-uh.
You pull up a Peter Pan. You get away in the beginning. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to win this game. And all of a sudden, the next card you get is dumb, but you're going way back to the back. Yo, it's a game of chance. It's
maybe
fun.
Maybe I'm playing Candyland wrong.
You're probably not playing the Disney edition. You're not sitting down next to me.
All right, we'll play it with the opposite of strip. Every time you do bad, you have to put on something.
I have to text somebody that I've wronged.
You have to put on one of your horrifying sweaters.
Horrifying is one way to put it. I have style. Also, you're wearing it. Oh, you said, I don't want to talk shit on this shirt because it is a good shirt. It's a good shirt, and a fan gave it to you, so I can't even talk shit.
While you were there.
Yeah, I was like, actually, really cool. It's a good shirt. I'm talking shit. Sorry, that's not. It's a good shirt.
What if that van comes back to
me? I mean, what if? When is that van coming back? Tonight.
I couldn't believe last night.
She was in the kitchen. Like, she was doing it. Like, she was back there already. That's why they only kicked her out. They didn't even kick the whole family out because they didn't know. How are they going to know that she's connected to these people leaving in the van now?
Oh, so maybe.
She was roaming around.
The girl came in to the show last night, was roaming around. Then they kicked her out. But then when they said, like, they're hanging out in a white van outside, the white van was, like, next level.
Yeah.
Scary. I mean, it was like a full sleep in it, live in it.
And five of them in there, they said, or something like five.
It's crazy. Hills Have Eyes van.
Yes. It was a Hills Have Eyes van.
This is a little Hills Have Eyes place. They said it was affluent.
More like Alfreda.
Yeah, more like Alfreda.
And that's pretty good. Keep that part in.
Yeah, keep that in there.
Is Candyland fun? Is that fun for anybody? Any fellas or girls want to play Candyland? Come on to my house and...
It's crazy.
That's a fun. It's not like I don't know. It's a move, I guess, to the house, but like my move, I pick up.
Well,
you know any pickup
kind
lines?
Of got me
horror movie is good.
Horror movie.
Movies is good. I like going to movies. I go to a lot of zoo dates, day dates.
I can't do the zoo.
Why I live right next to?
Makes
I get
me
it.
Sad.
I know people say this all the time, but I always win them over by saying this zoo is not that type of zoo. It's a rehab zoo. A lot of times the animals get released. And Larry Park Zoo.
That's
check
a lie.
Them out. It might be a lie. That's what they're telling me, though. The zoo's telling me that. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
First of all, that would be the best line you ever thought of if you just lied. Because me and my sister went to a zoo recently, and we kind of pretended that it was a rehabilitation zoo.
Yes.
And then at the end, I asked.
Ours is. Obviously, some staple animal was there, but they all seem pretty happy. With that said, that it is killed, like, all the stingrays last year by accident.
Why?
They came back, all those stingrays were flopped over. the water, something happened, probably some filter
shit. The Tampa Rays?
The Tampa Rays themselves. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
The whole team?
Good pull. Good pull, dude.
Thanks.
Hey, look at you being a sports gal. We're going to make me play candling with you? What the hell? No, I hate sports. But I like hockey. Do you like any sports?
I never asked if you liked sports.
I know. I'm talking to myself right now.
You.
Yeah, I know.
I hate sports. I like sports. I love hockey.
I thought someone, you want to talk? Okay. Yeah.
I like hockey. I grew up with my whole family are hockey players.
That's right. Except for me. You're, how far are you from?
Poet.
If I pull up an 08?
I'm a poet.
You are a poet.
How far back am I what?
I was going to say, I'm going to my buddy's cabin again.
When?
I want to see how far you are. I think you're close. Can I pull up the address and see if you recognize
it? You know I bought a house?
Yeah, I know. So I want to come see it. And I think I could see it this time.
It's incredible.
Are you going to open the...
It's a tiny little brick house.
We got a lot of
perfect.
Austin Rodriguez.
Don't read names out.
Sorry, no, he's a Coastal producer. He's probably calling about the show, though. Mike Racine is there right now.
Shout out.
Friend of the show. Never met him. Booked him, and now you have to work with him.
I'm really glad that... I think that you keep everything in this podcast. I like watching the roller coaster go with your
me
emotions.
Me too. I feel like I thought they were like, but you kind of just scare me. I don't want people to like. I don't know if it's like I hate this because somebody's made me. And yeah, it might be a bad impression. Like, but like sometimes I'm very. I don't know. Is this a good impression? I don't even know.
I think leave all of it in. It's definitely not a good first impression. But who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
I thought I was really gonna win people over.
How?
But my zingers.
Oh, with my zingers. I mean, the lucid reality is that people understand that nobody wants to fucking be accused of rape just because they had a bad time. And you do sound like a dirtbag because you said that she was a downgrade fuck.
Oh, by the way, this part of the big story, though.
Yeah.
Why everyone already didn't really. I don't say don't believe her, but like they were like, what the fuck? Because she was already telling people to get into side splitters. Well, I'm a year into comedy. To get into side splitters, you have to have sex with me for stage time. I don't run side splitters. I was even asked.
I know, but none of this makes sense why you would then tell her that she's a downgrade to fuck.
Because she kept asking, who else am I telling? Who else am I telling? So I said, why would
you
I tell
snapped.
Anyone? But why would I tell anyone? I could ask her that question. Like, why would I tell anyone? Well, you know, she's trying to think, fucking me, you makes you look cool. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Makes you look sad as hell.
I mean, I think it's honest and good.
You might, like, don't cut that part out. Yeah.
You might have women come after you. I have no idea. I have no idea who even watches RIP.
Yeah.
I'm all.
Well, your fans are cool, and I feel like they get it.
My
but
fans
I don't know.
Are cool. I'm all about putting everything. If it were me and I was in your chair, I would put it all up.
Yeah, but you don't have to work
because I'm
with
very anti
brands that.
Huh?
You don't have to work with brands. Well, you do work with the brands, but it's you working them. It's not me being hired as. I still do some work. You know what I mean? I still do like.
I don't know. I don't think that it's. I think it's. It's.
And I'm so, what's the word? I think I'm so open about it, and I didn't do it.
I mean, I think that the thing that is fucked up is that you hate this bitch. And that's the thing that is scary. Like, I had sex with this woman. She accused me of rape. And now I hate her. And I want to call her an ugly pig because I wish I never fucked her. And that's so fair.
I didn't
and
hate her
when
after
scary.
I fucked her.
No, just, I know.
It was the 2 years later. It was like, you call me out of the blue. Be like, who are you telling? I'm like, telling anyone? What are you talking about? I'm watching this point.
I mean, the thing.
And this point, I'm like in a relationship kind of thing. I have a situationship.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing to me? What are you doing? I'm not talking to anybody. Like, what the fuck out of here? Anyway,
you know
so,
what it
yeah.
is? Okay, another,
also my
another
attitude,
thing.
My tone.
Is that you're like, yes. Is that you're like, I had sex with this woman. Fuck that bitch. Those two things together
don't
is hard.
Good.
But the amount of men I've had fucked
yeah.
with, and I'm like, fuck that guy
yeah,
with that
yeah,
little
yeah.
thick prick who fucking
yeah, yeah, yeah.
busted a load
it's empowering
of me or
whatever. For you.
Yeah. And that's very interesting. So that's where my hackles are coming up, is the feeling of you being like, I had sex with her. Fuck this bitch. Because that's where I'm worried that women will be like,
yeah.
wait a second.
Which they have a point to have that thought.
Like, I mean, you can, but it's also completely fair to fuck somebody and then hate them after.
Yeah.
Why is that not okay?
We
do that all the time. Every woman does
I know.
That.
I know.
Most men I fuck, I hate.
Yeah.
If I fucked you, I'd hate you.
Oh, you already do.
I do.
You're not fuck. Hate.
Yeah.
Get that out there.
Because you make me
scene,
play Candyland, I'd be like, this is grotesque.
I don't make anyone do
How
anything.
How dare you?
Don't say make anyone
don't,
do
anything. You can't force me. You can't ball gag me and tie me up and force me to play Peter Pan with you.
I never grow up. You have any questions for me?
Let's think. When are you going to get back on your medication?
I don't know. Maybe sativa.
I think you're, oh my God. I think you're okay.
I think, yeah, I mean, There's 2 weeks where I was stone cold sober. It was great. Kind of want to go back to that.
And then what happened? What did it feel like? How'd you break?
How did I break? Oh, a fun little Sunday. Like, oh, I'll take a couple hits. And then I got home, immediately got more weed from my person.
So Sunday's your trigger day.
Jerked off like nine times. It used to be, and I have a show on Sunday, so not really. I mean, anytime, it's the daytime for me. It's like just, I don't know. The daytime of like, if I don't have anything planned, it's just so easy to smoke and go for like a walk.
Yeah, you're afraid to be alone.
But I am alone.
Yeah, but you're afraid to be alone with just you.
But with people, I'm still smoking in the day. It's like the daytime smoke is so fun. I don't day drink. I like smoking in the day and like going for a run.
So you need to figure out ways to make the daytime worth.
And even with that job, I used to, me and my buddy used to burn at the agency, which I don't want to hear. Yeah, but you know, I mean, I'm just smoking nonstop. But that was like better because I was editing. I think that's what it is. When I edit and I smoke, I love it. I lock in.
But visualize me and you.
Yeah.
6 months from now, and mm-hmm. you're like, I haven't smoked weed in 6 months. I feel great. Remember the last time I was on the pod where I was unraveling?
Yeah, you told me to cut everything.
Yeah. Think about that. And I'll visualize myself in 6 months being like, dude, I have the hour together. I feel good. It's fucking seamless. And then we can manifest there.
That's true. I do want to let go of resentment. I feel like I've gotten better, but even having this conversation, I'm like, there's still something in there.
You do have to let go of resentment. I know. It's a big chain.
It's come a long way, but
it's a chain around your neck, and you have to take it off.
It's an Albert. Yeah, I agree. And it sucks that they keep, like, you know, every, like, year and a half. Even if nothing even matters. It's like, but it's like, the guy, like, as a guy who wasn't even affiliated with the fucking thing is all of a sudden, like, trying to throw me under the bus, try to get gigs and shit. It's like, that's why I start. How do you not get mad? How do you respond to that? I guess that's my.
Just make a resentment list. Say, I resent this person for doing this. I resent this person. And then write down all the things that they stopped you from doing. So be like. Like, personally, they stopped me from having a good relationship with this person. Financially, they stopped me from getting money.
Which doesn't happen. They think that. I don't know.
Right, but write that all down. And then by the end of the resentment list, you'll see that they didn't have much of an impact and that you're holding on to these, which is having the most amount of impact.
I like
that. Pen to paper, baby.
Yeah, I like that. That's good advice.
That's what I'm doing. I had to let go of so many resentments, and it's really hard.
It's good to your resentments.
And it weighs me down right now because I'm... As the resentments come up, they're really like heavy, and then I have to practice letting them go, and it's really difficult because as I'm bringing them up, they're right there in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start to realize I'm holding on to the resentments, which is something that powers me. Like, I get so much fuel from being like, fuck women for getting fake tits.
Oh,
fuck
wow,
men for not
yeah.
wanting to be with me. Fuck. I mean, that's what I was thinking about last night. Is I was like, my whole resentment is fuck you for not wanting me. Like, fuck my mom for not spending enough time with me. Fuck my dad for not, you know, fuck this dude for breaking up with me. And I had to realize, like, what's weighing me down is being like, nobody, you know, is the feeling of like, everybody leaves me. Nobody will stay with me forever. Which is like, once you let go of that, you're like, dude, I'll stay with you forever. I'm right here, Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is nice.
Self-love.
Yeah.
Self-realization. Self-actualization, is that something too?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the resentment's in me for sure. And sometimes, I don't know, you said though, didn't it fuel you in the beginning? At a certain point, it only takes you so far. I guess that's what the conclusion is.
Because
it helped me big time in the beginning. It was like, oh yeah, you're going to call me this? I'm going to start saying crazy stuff. And it got funnier.
Yeah.
Took swings on stage. Yeah. I never would have taken swings on. But I do agree.
It can become a mask that you put on where you go, I'm going to put on this hatred, but it mm-hmm. has to be something you take off or else it leads to
We start actually coming out. Yeah, which I feel like this year's been pretty good, actually. But I still have it in me. I just feel like the fact that even, like, we're talking about this now and, like, somebody could just watch this and judge. Like, that's what I hate. It's like, why am I even in this weird realm now? But then I know why. It's like, all right, well, I did.
Because you had sex with 1,000 women, and it's highly likely that one out of 75 women is going to Me Too somebody because that's what happens.
I didn't know that.
How did you not know that?
I was in 2 loving relationships.
Haven't you seen society? If a woman gets scorned, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Well.
A man's scorn leads to a fist in the wall. A woman's scorn leads to being Me Too'd on the fucking Facebook wall.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Both are scary. But.
Yeah.
That.
But it's funny because some guys are like, I don't know, who gives a shit? But like, why do I care? Is it because I think that's the worst thing you can be called, I think. I think, besides pedophile, I think.
It's because you were raised by women. Women are a really important part of your life, and it sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like hard to
you
trust.
A lot of female friends. You identify with women more than men. Like, men are more outsidery to you.
I don't know.
You seem to.
Well, a lot of my friends are guy friends with the comics, or they're guys I've known since I was like 13.
Right.
So, like boys. Like,
yeah.
Still boys together. You might be right. Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel. My relationship with men is I'm way more. It's way easier for me to be warm with men. That's just how it is. Like, I feel very close to men. My childhood female friends are female. But,
yeah,
like, it is. So, for a guy, if a guy was like, you assaulted me, it would be, I would be like, dude, I know men. Fucking so pro man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And
man,
but you do have to, I mean, you have to get that if a woman wants to punch you, they can't. So they publicly deface you. And the other thing you have to remember is bonobo chimps, like if a guy chimp does something bad, they will go ostracize him, like they will spread the word, and that is women's defense. So you have to be like, I forgive you, that's the only defense you had in your ego getting hurt, because you can't punch a wall, you can't go fuck three other whores in order to make it up. Like,
trust me, I tried that, doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't
so
work.
That's just accept that was her defense and then forgive her. And say, that sucks. That sucks that you got hurt, because you must have really liked me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then let it fucking
let
go.
Let it go. Take a note from a Disney movie.
And when it comes let up it and somebody goes, did you assault somebody?
That's why I'm in the world now. Like, what do I just say to me? It's like, boom, shut the fuck.
Say, absolutely, I didn't do that. And I would love to, if you really are curious, I'd love to sit down with you sometime and explain.
No one gives a fuck. That's no one it. Does. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But you have to be.
I also think the worst of people sometimes. So it's like, I think they're, and no one's even, I'm thinking of this today, but no one's thinking of this shit at all.
I know. That's what I'm worried about this podcast, is that you'll obsess.
Oh, 100%. Bro, I'm obsessing from the fucking 10 minutes of last night. Like, what'd I do there? But I stand behind what I said. I'll probably do some edits, I'm sure. For timing, we are a little over. Is this my pod or your pod? I know. God damn, I was going to get eyes.
I need it.
Yeah, you do need it. And I think it was hopefully interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay, good. That's
I'm
all
glad that you talked about it. That's what I want this podcast to
yeah.
be about.
Yeah, we talked. I trust you completely, and you've always been very nice and good and understanding and listen. And 90% of people I've talked to about this are the same way, which is also kind of gives me, not even hope, just like, okay, that was a weird month of my life.
I think it does happen to a lot of men.
It does.
I think that they will fuck slap hogs, mm-hmm. and then the slap hogs want more, and you don't give them more.
I just happen to be a guy who can easily like, oh, here's his Instagram. You can make fun of him here or whatever.
Yeah,
like, yeah, exactly. I get it. And I'm doing something you wish you could be doing for the last decade, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not only am I doing it, I'm doing all right, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're having fun.
I'm having fun. I am having fun, yeah.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't pay me last time. I'm kidding. Well, you didn't pay me for the videos, but that's okay. You said, give me your Venmo. You never did.
Okay. I'll pay you for this one.
It's okay.
Never remember to pay anybody.
No, you always.
You have to send me the Venmo request.
I did.
And I go like this.
I did.
You Venmo requested me?
Uh-huh. No, I sent you my Venmo. Oh, that's
you
right.
You have to Venmo request me.
Fair enough. Okay, I'll add some. What is it? We're like maybe 20K on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you basically got you get to have all the eyes on this, and I get to be never seen again by public.
Yeah.
What would you do? Actually, here's a weird question. I knew if you weren't doing comedy right now, would you still be doing? Would you be contracting? Building houses?
I think I would be writing.
Writing, yeah. Do you still? Oh, shit. Oh, we're still good. We're still good. The sun is. This lighting may be completely different.
I think I'd want to be a clinical psychologist or writing a book on how to overcome obsessive compulsive disorder.
Hi, do I have OCD? Is that the weed? Is OCD weed? No, that's more of an anxiety.
You're an addict. You have addict mentality, which is similar to, you have obsessive thoughts about whatever you're addicted to.
Yes.
So yes.
Man.
But it's not OCD. You don't have to have things a certain way.
Yeah.
In order to...
No, you haven't seen my house, but if you saw my house.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm very messy too.
Yeah.
But my OCD is like, if I say this bad thing will happen. You're constantly thinking about how to.
Yeah, I'm always in the future.
Yeah.
Even with this whole other thing we've been talking about, it's like, I'm like 8 steps ahead. Like, I'll do Sunday because I'll do that. It's like, I might die tomorrow.
Right. But that's, I mean, you have the sex and love addiction and the weed. I mean, whatever's giving you dopamine is the thing that you're riding, whether it's being on stage. It's hard to be an addict and not give up stand up.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
I know.
Just hard.
It's hard.
Because we're fucking hitting the dopamine plunge and we never.
That, to me, that one actually fucked with the most. Like, that's, I got off stage a lot. I'm like, okay, I'll get a little drink. I'll smoke with Jake. And it's like, oh, yeah, I wasn't doing any of this before the show.
And totally. And that is the hard thing about stand-up is balancing the fucking fact that.
So that's the drug you have right now is stand-up only. You know, you're celibate right now, yeah? Oh, you're
vaping. The drug I have, I vape, I work out, I drink coffee.
Okay, caffeine, yeah. You know, fucking? You're not fucking anymore right now?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to fuck until I'm.
Ready for it. Like the.
I don't want to have sex with somebody that I'm not in love with. I've done it too
I'm long. In that little world a bit now, I guess. Well, yeah. I would miss that feeling of actual caring about the person.
I've just done it a million times. There's three ways of sex. There's good sex, bad sex, and fine sex. There's other realm that you slide into. There's never like, oh my God. I mean, it's not happening. Yeah. So the best version is like wanting to have sex with somebody for a long time, and that's not something I'm ready to do, so fuck it. And I'm busy.
You are busy.
I don't know
busy.
How people have sex.
You're so busy.
It's crazy. And I, meth heads have sex. It's very overrated.
On the van last night, we could ask them. The family of five. I'm trying to just do callbacks. I'm trying to save the... I'm trying to be like, I'm funny too. I can do jokes.
You were funny the whole time.
I hope. I don't know. Manic, right? Do I feel manic right now?
You're always manic.
More so today than yesterday.
But I'm also in depression than mania. So I'm seeming way more calm because I'm not manic.
That is
but
true.
But you are always manic. You're way manic. Less manic.
Yeah.
You get less and less manic. And
I do. But then it comes out sometimes. And it's a fucking...
You need to stop hating yourself.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I hate myself?
Well, you have this bizarre...
Low self-esteem.
You have low self-esteem and you have high self-esteem. Like, you'll be like, I'm doing really well at comedy and everybody loves me. And then you'll be like, I hate myself and everything I'm saying is stupid and bad and wrong. So both are... It's very interesting.
Wait, I never said people love me.
I do a similar thing where I will be like...
Who? What?
Well, I'll be like, I hate myself. I hate my face. I hate my body. Everybody hates me. And then I'll also be like... this person is wrong. I'm right. I'm righteous. My ideas are better than other people's.
Yeah.
And that balance is very odd. I don't really know what that is.
We also are the same type, bipolar.
Yeah.
We have sex with men and women look like Amy Poehler. That's a joke for you guys at the end. We are bipolar though. But you don't take any of the bipolar meds.
Yeah, I do.
Is that sound? I thought this was like a generic. Not generic. I thought that was a
Prozac.
I thought Prozac was like an encompassing depression kind of pill.
Prozac is ultimate bipolar. Best bipolar.
Oh, I didn't know. Why isn't no one giving me that? I did some research. Apparently, Latuda. I don't know.
Bipolar medication is like, for me, it's an SSRI, so it can help with bipolar. It can help with OCD.
Okay.
It just increases the serotonin in your brain and evens it out, so it doesn't go up and down and up and down.
You were still killing it. I just felt like I was getting a little sluggish. About to
lose battery here, just in case.
I'm sluggish.
Just in case. I don't want to lose that. I'm probably not going to do line and audio tonight at the club. I don't need it. Is that fine? I don't care.
That's fine.
I have no battery left.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'll edit this tonight and tomorrow. You have this by Sunday evening.
Wow.
And okay. I think I'm going to keep 98% of it in.
I'm proud of you if you do that.
Maybe it's not that one part.
If you keep a lot of it in, I will be...
Can I do a damn accent? Like, I kind of... There's like jokes. Like, it's like a bleep over it or something, but you get your reaction from it. And then be, I don't know.
You can do whatever you want.
I edit like how I would edit mine, and then just give it to you.
If it's not shitty.
No. Never shitty. Not the, that one out of focus shot. No, it's not that. This is in focus.
That was shitty.
It's out of focus, but the audio was good.
Why wasn't it in focus?
Because this thing, I used your lens for the first time. Like, oh, use your
lens.
What
are you pointing to?
You'll see, because I put in autofocus. She's on the couch. She's my focus point. We watch the very first, it's a great shot, and then she jumps off, follows her, I sit down, completely out of focus.
I know.
I didn't want to put the blame on her, but like, that's what happens.
How can you blame her?
No, it's great. And it's also, it was like, that's half the fun. We were delirious as hell. I'm also talking, we never had this set up. I had a fucking, like, weird phone thing. People liked that episode, though. Your fans were very nice about it.
Great.
Because they were like, yeah, we love Jordan so much, we'll watch. Like, that's the joke of the episode.
Oh, that's
yeah, nice. It's like, and I even started, like, the whole, like, thing. It's like a whole title card in the beginning. It's like, hey, this episode is... Play out of focus, all the real Jensen heads out there.
I'm really excited for time to pass and our spider brains to get more sorted. I think we're getting there.
We are getting there.
I think we are.
Just took me, gotta make mistakes to get to the part where we're not making mistakes. I made mistakes. I own up to them.
Yeah.
I wish we had more to do for that.
Yeah. I had a whole year where I was saying inflammatory trans shit.
Yeah.
Very inflammatory.
Bring it back.
And then I was like, there's way too much of that. What am I fucking...
Speaking of trans, you did a lot of trans in the crowd last night.
I know.
Pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, diverse. I like your crowds. I really do. I'm not just saying that because I'm next to you and I'm doing the shows this weekend. But they are good crowds. I take swings. I did fucking... I mean, Austin was crazy for me. And yeah. Last night I did a brand new song because I was like, fuck it. Let's fucking go for it.
You gotta swing.
Gotta swing.
Swing them nuts.
And I don't need anyone to... make me feel bad to take those swings. I learned that. Like, I should have taken those swings with or without that person accused me of mean shit.
Yeah.
Mean shit, the way to sum it up. It was pretty mean what she did. That was not nice.
That made you take swings?
When I was like going to get canceled, I was like, well, I'm going to start saying any crazy joke I've ever said in my life. Let's fucking go.
That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. Oh, which my God. Now I do. I still have that attitude. So, like, there's been positives out of it. And, like I said, very nice DMs.
Saying that women want you to essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Which is hilarious.
All right, now the coyote
yes.
has finally made the appearance, we can kill the episode.
That's what I figured. Thank you so much for having me. I hope the edit's good.
You're going to do a great job editing it.
I hope so.
Do you know how many? It's not supposed to be any specific thing. It's R.I.P. Jordan Jensen. It's Don't Kill Yourself podcast.
Yeah, no, okay.
As weird as it can possibly be, it's good.
It's a pretty weird one.
It needs to be weird.
It's fucking weird.
It's good.
Oh, God.
I did one where I'm talking alone into the camera about how much I hate my body.
To people that like you.
They
this
like you.
They
like you.
I hope.
We'll see. I promise they will. If you don't like him, don't fucking say anything about it. If you like me, don't fucking.
There we go. I like that. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, bye.
See you guys. New Year's.